in an average year, we'd still have about 40 more days of getting snowpack. So this storm was great, but we're still supposed to be adding to that.
Laura Haskell is senior engineer with Utah Water Resources. She updates the U.S. Drought Monitor with Utah's drought conditions. With 90% of the state in extreme drought and 57% in exceptional drought, more snow is needed.
One of the things that's unique about this year is that, yes, right now we have 81, 82% of normal snowpack for the state. But the big problem is the soil moisture. Because we are in a domain that we just have not seen before.
Jordan Clayton is a data collection officer with the Natural Resources Conservation Service and is responsible for Utah's snow survey. He says that even if Utah gets a normal snowpack by early April, stream runoff would still be well below average because of how dry the soils are.
Even though over the last few years, we've had a couple years that were average or even slightly above average precipitation-wise, but the late summer and fall has just been very dry.
Paul Miller is a service coordination hydrologist for the Colorado River Basin Forecast Center. He notes stream flow in most of Utah is below normal. He says based on current conditions at Lake Powell, they are likely forecasting the driest flow on record, about 60 years, in April. That forecast determines how much flow is going to be released out of Lake Powell for the rest of the water year. That impacts all of us.
The allocation of those water resources has huge impacts on what you're seeing available in your grocery store and at your farmer's market.
Haskell notes that municipal residents may not know how current conditions impact the water supply for others because they get water from a stored system. By being aware earlier of water conditions, people can reduce their landscape water use, which is one way to help. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacion.